1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Talking to Wayne Roberts, my associate producer. I like George Clooney's movies, and I like his acting. I just think when he opens his yap outside of the film stuff, when he starts talking politics, that's when I want to put a boot in his face. Other than that, the guy's great. I'm not kidding either. I think I like his movies, some of them. I mean, some of them he probably does for the bread so he can make enough money to do movies that are good, like Good Night and Good Luck. Flick's great. What's another one? Where Art Thou, Brother? Wherefore Art Thou, Juliet? That was good. Dusk Till Dawn, I know that wasn't his flick. I love that. It's just when he starts, you know, forget it. Okay, you're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is 25 more shows after tonight. 25, and then that's it, baby. The 16-year run of the Phil Hendry Show, Margaret Gray, Steve Bozell, Raj Fanin, R.C. Collins.
Bud Dickman.
All of them. It comes to a screeching halt. If it hasn't been buried already, I'm just kidding. Although we are preempted for Clipper basketball tonight. But anyway, comes to an end on June 23rd, the last show we ever do. Ain't going to do any more radio. Not going to do any more. No, it's not one of these things where, oh, yeah, you'll come back, Phil, if somebody offers you the big fat money contract. First of all, that ain't going to happen. Second of all, even if it did, I wouldn't take it unless it was they'd let me say the F word, then I would. Wouldn't you? Phil, come on back, and you can even say MF, and I don't want to say it, but I think Bud does.
Yeah, I want to do that.
All right. Now, I notice, folks, if you'll forgive me, coming up, by the way, is our flashback by request. Bud, what is that African studies book you've got?
What?
What? Why are you reading an African? My intern, Bud Dickman, is reading an African studies book. Why?
Well, you never know if it's going to happen.
You never know what's going to happen. I just want to know. What are you doing reading that?
Yeah, I don't know whether you leave, whether you have me work for Whoopi.
If they have you work for Whoopi, huh?
Yeah.
So that's why you're reading an African studies book.
Yeah, I don't know anything about blacks.
You know enough not to like them.
I don't like them, so I gotta brush up to like them.
So you're reading an African studies book is going to make you like them?
Yeah, I'm reading about the Zulu warriors and how they kicked ass.
The Zulu warriors, you bet they kicked ass. What am I talking to you about this for? In any event, guy's got a black girlfriend, but he's reading an African studies book in case he gets picked to intern for Whoopi. What do you mean the Zulus kicked ass? The British kicked their ass.
Yeah, but they kicked ass first. Then the British come in and kick ass.
You're reading about the Zulus?
Yeah, in Zululand.
Zululand, huh?
I swear to God, that's what it's called.
What'd they do, man?
Well, the British went in there because they wanted to take over and put white people down there. And the Zulus, who are not white.
No, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. They said no. But you didn't know the Zulus is black.
Yeah, I understand that, man. Go ahead.
They didn't want no whites down there. So anyway.
Basically, what the British did is they invaded that whole part of the country, kicked a bunch of people, killed them, just did everything that we did to Indians, put a bunch of white folks down there. Then the white folks started thinking they were entitled and owned the whole damn thing. And then they had black folks, like, carrying around cards. Then it was called apartheid. Then they kicked all that crap out, and now things are better, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, I forget what I was saying. So, we are going to have coming up our flashback by request, and as we progress through the final 25 shows that we have left to us on this planet, we're going to be doing the odd flashback night, where we will devote an entire evening to nothing but flashbacks. And then the other thing I wanted to mention to you is we've decided that on the very final broadcast, which will be on June 23rd, a Friday night, we will present the first and last Hendry Radio Awards. And we'll give out different awards. Now, no, it isn't going to be bagging on people. It's going to be different awards. Awards in the world of radio. And also, we are going to be taking phone calls the final 2 weeks of our show to have whoever wants to check in. We'll just open the phones up. You know what I mean? In other words, we've never taken phone calls from listeners who just want to call up and say that they like the show or whatever you want to say. But we'll open it up on the final 2 weeks. Who knows? We maybe get people saying, you know, thank God you're leaving. And that's, you know, fine. I guess. By the way, my good friend Doug Urbanski is going back to Washington, D.C. He's going to be filling in for Laura Ingraham. And I don't know. I don't want to say anything, Laura. But from what I hear, Doug kicks ass when he's in there. And you come back sounding a little road hard, put up wet. So maybe they're going to be offering Doug the big full-time gig. So we all move to D.C. I'm kidding around, baby. I don't know. He likes it. I hear he's better than you, but you know how it is. All right. We're going to do our flashback in just a moment. Wanted to mention to you guys as well that our poker tournament at the Bicycle Club is on May the 27th. This is our No Limit Texas Hold'em poker tournament benefiting my friend's place, May 27th. That's a week from Saturday. It's a $200 buy-in, a $30 entry fee. If you like playing poker and you'd like to do it for some great people at my friend's place, by all means, let's have some, let's throw a few cards. It'll be at the Bicycle Casino in Bell Gardens. And if you want more information, go to www.thebike.com. And now is your chance to look like those guys on all those poker tournaments. You know, wear the hood, put on the shades, don't put on the shades, whatever. Big blind, little blind, blind man three. And, you know, who knows? You may walk out of there. I hear the first prize is a very sweet thing. And the money is too. Registration begins at 2:00. Tournament begins promptly at 4:15, so we'll see you there at the Bicycle Casino on the 27th for the Phil Hendry Celebrity No Limit Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, benefiting my friend's place.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
That's nice, bud, good.
Yeah.
You're putting up a picture there of Whoopi and...
Yeah, just put a little sign under it.
Picture of Whoopi Goldberg and the two gentlemen. What does this say? Whoopi Goldberg and two douchebags in suits. What are you trying to do to me?
Well, I don't know what their name is.
One of them's Craig Kitchen, the other's Sean Compton. What do you mean, Whoopi Goldberg and two douchebags in suits?
Well, that's what they look like.
Those two guys could get me fired for disrespecting the company, do you understand?
Well, you didn't do it, I did it.
Well, take that down, you jackass. Whoopi Goldberg and two douchebags in suits. Put up their names.
Is their name Steve Compton?
Sean Compton.
And Cleo Kidd.
Craig Kitchen.
How do you spell it?
Oh, get out of here. It's time now for our flashback by request. It says here, hey, Phil, I'll always remember the first bit I ever heard on your show is Clara Bingham trying to get Bob Hope's remains replaced with Gregory Hines? What is this? Sorry you're going, but good luck and bring us something good from TV land. Torrin Emard, which is probably backwards for some. All right, Torrin, here it is. It's Clara Bingham and Bob Hope's remains.
Let me tell you something, lady. I came in the 40s and the late 30s. You are so stupid. All we knew at that time,
what
the
do you
black
mean you
people,
came in the 40s and
just
the
30s? What I said. All we knew, black people at that time, Gene Autry, all the white players and whatnot. We only knew those people, and they
that's
was
right,
very good. Listen to me.
Gene Autry, he's a cracker.
To you now.
I don't listen to
you.
Cowboy cracker.
How can you right. come along? I love them guys. Who else did I have to look up to?
Is it Satchmo?
Who else did I have to look up to?
You had Satchmo, and you had that guy,
Step and Fetch It. Step and Fletcher and all them guys.
That's right.
Who was on the air? At that time, wasn't no TV.
Who was on the air?
What is wrong with you?
What time are you listening?
What is wrong with you?
Wait a second. You telling me that Cracker Autry with that Happy Trail mess?
That's
you
correct.
You were with
That's
that?
Correct. That's correct.
I tell you
Luke
now.
Luke Gibson, all them type of people. Flappy White.
What about Dizzy Gillespie?
What about him?
You could look up to him instead of that Cracker Autry. Hell, he played a good mean trumpet. He's not playing that, Cracker mess around the damn
why
campfire.
Why do you get off calling white people crackers?
Well, you know Autry a cracker. Now, you know that. You know that.
No, I do not know that.
Oh, he's sitting up high in the saddle. He got on all that Bojangle mess.
I think you have a problem. I thought all you diehard people had died.
Now, hold on. Is this Chris
Rock? And I thought I was really one of the original ones that was here during that time.
Well, then you ought to agree with what I'm saying.
Let me agree with you.
Hell
How can I agree with you?
Well, you think Kobe Bryant is innocent or guilty?
What's that got to do with what we're
talking
about?
Ain't no way in the world Kobe Brown would match up with who you're talking about.
Kobe Brown?
I think she means Kobe Bryant, sir.
Kobe Bryant's who I say.
Let me tell you.
Now, you think he...
Okay. I don't want to talk about Kobe Bryant, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Let's stay on the topic here.
Because you're racist, and you want to control the conversation between two black people. And
I'm not racist. I just don't want to talk about Kobe Bryant, if you don't mind.
You're not black, sir.
Okay. Excuse me?
You're not black by a long shot. Let me tell
that's
you
right.
something.
That's right.
No,
he is not a black man.
So you, women.
What about OJ?
No, don't try to imitate. Do not try to imitate. Who you trying to put down is a man that during World War II has been all over in the theater.
And he never had a meal with a black man.
The Far East Command, and he really put on good shows.
He was with the Far Out Command. He wasn't with no Far East Command. He was way out there. And he never sat down and broke bread with Dizzy Gillespie.
So you're not even old as I am.
What the hell are you talking about?
He never broke bread. What are you talking about?
I see he never broke bread with Slappy White.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. And they pulled Amos and Andy off the air, and B.B. King.
What are you talking about that he's supposed to break bread with B.B. King?
Did you like Lee Meriwether better than Catwoman, or do you like our sister Earth?
We.
Yeah.
You trying to compare yourself with me?
I'm just saying Eartha Kitt was a better black woman.
No way, Jose.
Eartha Kitt was a better Catwoman than Lee Meriwether.
That's right.
Let me tell you something, sir. None of them can compare with Bob Hope. I knew Bob Hope, not as an individual, but I know he went with every U.S. show that was presented overseas.
He went with every U.S.
With the
show
Andrews
girl.
Sisters and whatnot. I'm telling you what I know.
Now, the Andrews Sisters,
now,
that's
you probably
one black
wasn't
group
even
that
born.
I did.
You probably was not even born,
well,
sir.
I will tell you this. The Andrews Sisters was one good black group. Now, that's the only black people he brought with him. Because
you're talking about the Andrews Sisters was black.
They was black.
What are you talking about?
The Andrews Sisters, they were white.
Wasn't the Andrews Sisters black?
Sir, I think
no, they
you
were
have
not.
A very bad complex.
If Bob Hope was a black man, then I would agree with you,
Bob
Bill.
Bob Hope was not a black man.
All right,
Bill. I love Bob Hope.
All right, Fred, I'm sorry. Now, you have to ask this man the question, Mr. Henry. You a racist.
All right, I'll ask him. Frank, was Eartha Kitt a better Catwoman than Lee Meriwether? See, he's laughing at me.
I'm laughing at you because there's no comparison.
That's right, Eartha Kitt.
Here's one from Julie in Houston. I've listened to your show for a long time with my backstage pass while making dinner for my starving lawyer husband and his two buxom teenage daughters. I always felt like you were my secret boyfriend, and my dinners always turned out so good. But now that you're leaving, my meals are going to taste like crap, and my family is going to take it out on me, and I'm so sad. I'll miss you, Phil. Baby. Next thing you know, she's going to drown her kids. All right. Thanks, Julie. Phil, I'm your age, and I've never laughed as much as I have when listening to your show. I believe people that are have a versatile sense of humor must be reasonably intelligent and will find a way to be happy. Good luck, Jack. Thanks, dude. Hey, Phil, I heard part of Alec Baldwin's radio show. What radio show? I guess the criteria for getting your own radio show now that you're leaving, is to be boring, stupid, lame, and gay. Maybe RC could put that head on the end of his bayonet. Thanks for keeping the website up, Kelly, Salt Lake City. No. Alec Baldwin's got a radio show, huh? Look, I got nothing against anybody doing anything. All I'm saying, look, you say to me, well, you're going into TV, aren't you? You haven't been spending 16 years as an actor doing characters on the radio. 16 years I've been acting, doing these characters on the radio. I'm better qualified to go into acting than these cats are to do a radio show. In other words, I ad lib, I monologue, I make all kinds of things up. People on the radio are broadcasters, if they're professionals, and they know how to fill 3 hours of time reasonably well. Every single night, you ain't going to hit it out of the park, but you realize what you're up against. I got 3 hours tonight, and I have to pace myself, and I have to do this, and I got to do that, and I got to put in a little bit of me, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You got to kind of blend it all and make it work. Now, if you've been doing it successfully for any length of time, you got to feel for it, man. Now you take Alec Baldwin and stick him on the radio. What are you doing? You're only making him sound and look like an imbecile. You put David Lee Roth on the radio. What are you doing to the poor guy? You're making him sound and look like a jackball. Now the guy's off the air, got his ass fired, and what are they doing over at Infinity? They're probably going to, they put Opie and Anthony back in. Those cats are pros. How long do you think that's going to last? He was co-hosting on Brian Whitman's show. Where's Brian Whitman now? The guy that got all upset because I said he was lifting my act. Well, you were, Brian. If you're doing character voices and you got people calling in thinking they're real people, you're lifting my act. I don't care who you go crying to about it. You can write all the emails you want to Don Barrett. You can jump up and down until your bald head turns bright orange. What did he do? Brian Whitman's on what? Free FM? Doing what? Is he doing a morning show? Oh, he's doing nights. On what? On KLSX? He's doing nights on KLSX. That's perfect. That's perfect. Oh, KABC. All right. Well, that's still perfect. What'd they do? Did they can Mr. What's his name? Mr. Douche? Did they can Mr. D-O-U-C-H-E? They did? They canned Mr. D-O-U-C-H-E. Now they got Al, remember Al Rantel down in Florida? Wayne, he's on KABC. He's doing nights. Here's one now from Jeremy. He writes, just listen to the stream of Monday night's show. The end of the Bobby Dooley bit where things decay into random keys being pushed to the phone was hilarious. Good Christ, I nearly pissed myself. Thanks for a much-needed laugh, Jeremy. And finally, this one from Jim Mowry in Hillsboro, Oregon. Phil, I love the show. I wish you could continue it indefinitely. I buckled down and splurged for a backstage pass. I've been downloading the 30-day archive clips to listen on my MP3 player. But I've got a question, and I've got a request for a bit. First, will the show bits beyond the 30-day archives be available in MP3 format? Yeah, I'm going to try and make all of that happen. I know they used to be. I decided to eliminate that because we had so many people crying about the fact that they couldn't. There was no music in the bits. You understand that anything that can be downloaded, if it has music in it, you have to pay the publishing. You have to pay the rights fees. Anything that is downloadable and has music in it, you must pay the music publishers, etc., etc. The decision was made here that we would not pay, and I didn't make this decision, the people that administer my website did, that they would not pay for that, so therefore they would strip the music out of anything that we made available as a download. Therefore, when we did that, we had people really upset that they heard bits without the music. And some of the bits, what were the bits that suffered without music? There was one, I think, of David Hall bits. But most of them, I think, are fine without the music. Now, I don't find fault, and this is one of the few times when I don't find fault with radio management. This is with the music industry. Are you guys telling me that after years and 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 years of promoting your rotten music for free as a disc jockey, I can't have about 30 seconds of your lousy stuff on a bit that I'm doing? Playing that music until I wanted to vomit. You know how many Led Zeppelin albums I sold? Creedence Clearwater? Oh, God. You know what? If I could be held accountable for the music that I played, I should be given a death sentence for the number of times I played Creedence records. I had to be taken out and put in front of a firing squad for the number of times that I played... what other band do I hate? Huey Lewis? Nah, he's pretty good. Who's a band I hate, bud?
The Beatles?
That's right. I hate the Beatles. Anyway, to answer your question, sir, I'm going to try and have all of that made available as downloads. He also goes on to say, also, I don't remember the character, but you had a bit on the show involving a character rummaging through his neighbor's trash and finding jars of analese. It may have been Steve Bozell or Vernon Dozier. I'd really appreciate if you could dust that one off and play it. All right, Jerry, or Jeff, rather, we'll look for it. You remember that one? We may find it for you. 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show is back.
Conway and Whitman, that's on 97.1 KLSX in Los Angeles. That's the show. Well, Tim Conway's a good guy, and he was in here. He was watching us do the show one night when I was just screaming at everybody. I was angry that I was ripping Janice an ass, the poor girl. No wonder she hates my guts. And poor Tim walked out of here like, boy, what a douche you are to work for. And I never saw him again. He's a nice man, though. And Whitman's with him, huh? Well, so what's Alec Baldwin got to do with all of that? Alec Baldwin sometimes does the voices? So when Brian and there, Alec Baldwin sits in. Well, after we go off the air on the 23rd, that's the show that I recommend you listen to. If only for Tim Conway. Who is the son of Tim Conway, if you know the name from the Carol Burnett Show, Tim Conway Jr. They just say it's Conway and Whitman. It used to be Doug Steckler, but I guess Tim fired him. I'm kidding. I don't know what you did, man. If you had a, you know, never mind. And Whitman's with him. So now Alec Baldwin sometimes calls in and does voices. And they got to, like, you know, hang up on him because he's cranking shows. Like, you know, would you please, like, is there a movie you could do? Or are you still married to Ms. Lang? Or no, you're not? So good luck. That's the show that you should listen to. I'll have the recommendations. People ask, what show should I listen to after you go off the air, Phil? And I'd love to be able to tell you, but I don't listen to the radio. I'd love to be able to tell you what's good out there, but I've stopped listening. And there's reasons why I stopped listening. Every time I listen to the radio now, I want to slip my wrists. I want to drive a freaking big shard of glass into my throat. Not because I don't like what's on the air, but I know that what's on the air, it could be a whole lot better. Were it not for the fact that we've got an industry right now that seems to be in love with Whoopi Goldberg. All right, now...
What? You disrespect the company, you'll be in trouble.
I'm not disrespecting the company. I'm having some fun. You're the guy that put up douchebags in suits, not me. I'm having a couple of giggles. I'm sure Whoopi's going to be fine for a week. Now,
you're going to be in such trouble.
Now, it says here that former Beatle Paul McCartney and his second wife, Heather Mills McCartney, announced on Wednesday they're separating after nearly 4 years of marriage, blaming intrusion from the media and insisting their split is amicable. Rumors of a rift between Mills McCartney and the singer's children, especially Stella McCartney, have circulated for years. You know, Stella is the daughter who has the fashion. She's got a fashion business in New York. I was talking to my wife about it today. Women are great. So my wife and I are having lunch. One of our favorite things to do. She works very early mornings. My wife, Maria, is on The Connection in Ventura, and she does a morning show. And she's sleeping generally when I'm just getting out of bed. But today we were able to hook up. We had lunch, and I said, it's really interesting, you know, the McCartney family, Stella, the daughter, she's kind of trading on her old man's name a little bit, which is fine. I mean, that's what kids do sometimes. They got a famous father. She goes, yeah, but her fashions are just garbage. Just crap, said my wife as she shoveled in a little more guacamole. I said, geez, honey, that's so cruel of you. Shit's just crap. Anyway, so there was a problem. Look, that's going to happen, man. Don't you understand? That's going to happen. Any guy that doesn't know, if you got a grown daughter and your wife dies and you get a new wife, the first person that's going to be weighing in on the whole thing is your daughter. That's where the competition comes in, man. That's that whole, you know, it's creepy. It's kind of that, you know, Oedipal, whatever the hell. But it's creepy. But the daughters are going to be very jealous, and you got to watch your step, man. No stepmother gets along with a stepdaughter. Now, having made that big blanket statement, do you think I'm going to take any calls from people saying I'm wrong? No. I'm sure there's exceptions. McCartney, 63, and Mills, 14, married in June of 2002, 4 years after his former wife, Linda McCartney, died of breast cancer. McCartney and Mills had a daughter, Beatrice, in October 2003. We wanted to name her after the company that makes ketchup, said Paul. McCartney's wealth was at...
That's not in there, you racist.
Yeah, I'm a racist. McCartney's wealth is estimated at $1.5 by the Sunday Times in their annual list of Britain's richest people. The couple is believed not to have a prenuptial agreement. So people are thinking, well, boy, is he going to get screwed? No, it's half the money that he earned while they were together. So if the marriage was 4 years, did they say? She's getting 188 million. Wait a minute. 188 million. That means that's, let's call it 200 million. They say it's between 188 and 376. All right, let's call that 250. That means in 4 years, that cat made $500 million. Oh, my God. That's royalties off the Beatle records, royalties off the Wings records, publishing of anything that's going on with his music. Although that little, what's his name, bought all her music, I thought. Didn't Michael Jackson buy it all? So Michael Jackson's getting the publishing off the Beatles. Am I right about that? His solo act. Well, he's got more bread coming in from. And that's $500 million in 4 years. When John Lennon died, all right, he was making. I'll never forget this number. When John Lennon died in 1980, this was the number I heard. He was making $12 million a year. In 1980, he was making $12 million a year. That was the Beatle bread. The whatever he was doing stuff, you know. And it's funny because I read a book about John Lennon, which I thought was very good. It was written by a man named Albert Goldman, who is not held in high regard by some people. But he did say the Beatles, people think the Beatles were really raking it in the early years. Those cats were getting screwed. They were making, like, you know how much they were making per album? Now, a record album in the 1960s sold for around $3. The Beatles were getting about 3 cents an album. Their management and everybody else gets the cut. Yeah, they were rich, but they could have been richer. And that's my point. Yes, I'm rich, but I want more. I'm Phil Hendry.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
This is the part of the Phil Hendry Show where he reads news and comments on it. If you've got a comment for Phil, all you gotta have to do is email it. phs@philhendryshow.com. That's PHS. Oh my God, someone's coming through my window!
Check that out, bud.
Roger.
All right, now here's a shocking headline, folks. Listen to this. You're not going to believe this headline. Columbine video game offends victims' relatives. Huh. How's that possible? And then the guy says, oh, you know, I made it because I want a dialogue, you know, about school violence. One of the things, though, about violence on TV and video games, it does not prepare you for violence in the real world. So kiss that one goodbye, all right? And don't ever tell me that you made the movie because you want people to know what violent... There ain't a movie made yet, man, that prepares anybody for real violence. Not one. Just make it, man, because it's cool. It's cool to watch some guy get machine gun. Great, fine. But ain't got nothing to do with real violence. Well, we wanted to make the film to depict how violence can... You ain't depicting diddly squat. You can depict more in a film that doesn't have violence, about violence, than you do if it's got violence.
Say that again.
You can depict more about violence if you make a movie that doesn't have violence in it. All I said was this. Oh, forget it. California home for sale for $75 million, and they won't tell us where it is, because I may want to go look at it. I may want to looky-loo it. Is there an open house this weekend? A Southern California oceanfront home would break a record if sold for the $75 million listing. Let me tell you something, baby. A house at the beach, that's where it's at. I don't give a crap if you're 2 feet. My wife says to me, we got this little tiny beach house, right? So I said, no, we're not ever going to get rid of that. Well, what do you mean? We can? No. Ain't going to happen. Well, you know, we could sell that and we could. No. We're not going to sell no beach house. You understand? Well, it's in a crap can neighborhood. It ain't any. Well, hold on for a minute, man. When it comes to the beach, there ain't no such thing. We have a little house. It's right next to the naval station over there in Ventura County. Well, guess what? They just cut a bunch of jobs over at the naval station. Guess what else? They think maybe that base is going to get closed down. And then guess what else? If the base gets closed down, some private speculators come in. Then guess what happens? Big freaking mansions are built. And then guess what happens? The price of my property goes up. And then guess what happens? Douchebags move in. Oh, my God, we should sell. $75 million, the 30,000-square-foot custom-built estate belongs to Frank Pritt. Guess how this cat made his money? He founded a company called Attachmate Corporation, a software company. The estate features a car museum, entertainment complex, gymnasium, and a mini water park. It's a trophy home, said Kerry Williams, media director of McGonagall Group, which listed the estate for sale. It's secure and private for a celebrity, a sports star, or someone of that ilk, she said. It's in Corona Del Mar. That's Newport Beach. That's big time. The record sale price for an American home, $70 million. That's larger than the GNP of some countries, $70 million. Some really crappy countries, but Ron Perlman, the actor, he sold his Palm Beach, Florida home in 2004 for $70 million, according to the National Association of Realtors. Man, what'd it be like to have that kind of coin? I was walking down there one time, just walking along. And, because we used to take the kids down to that Balboa Pier in the summer. And it's really nice, because the pier is there. They got the Balboa Bar concession. It's a chocolate bar with the nuts in it kind of crap. You can rent jet skis. You can do the whole do. And you go down and you hang on. They got a freaking Ferris wheel. You can go out on the pier and fish if you want. The beach is right there. It's a lot of fun in the summer. So we would rent a house down there for a week. I used to walk down towards some of these houses down there. I saw a guy. Have you ever seen a car elevator? A car elevator in a private home? I'm walking down there. I go, what in the hell is that? Well, I see this guy. He's got four cars, and he's operating them on one of those elevators. So it's just... Well, I think I'll drive the Lamborghini today. So I guess he presses a button that says L for Lamborghini. spits that baby out. So this guy, his company never went public. This guy, Pritt, he owns 70% of an $800 million company. So where are we talking, $500 million? Of which he put $70 million into a hot... Well, no, he's selling it for $70. That's a beautiful thing, man. Now, that's what I call rich. That's got to be more money than Paul McCartney's got. Anyway, getting back to Paul McCartney, just one final thing that I want to say about all of that. Not that it's any big deal. It says here in the article, and I meant to say this, that speculation is that she was meddling in her husband's career. What do you think wives do? Oh, my God. What do you people think? Some people think they own freaking Paul McCartney. You married him? Well, get out of here, man. He is his wife. Speculation is she was sleeping with him. Yeah, well, it's... And then another thing she used to do, she used to say, have a nice day, honey. Well, where does she get off saying that? What right does she have to wish Paul McCartney a nice day? You want to tell me what the problem is? She's 38. She marries this guy who every time he walks out the front door, he's got a camera shoved up his rear end. She's 38 years old. She walks out into this new world of Paul McCartney this and Paul McCartney that. How do you handle that? Who gets you ready for that? Who prepares you for that? I mean, his wife, Linda, she came from money. She came from the Eastman Kodak bread, didn't she? She was with his band. She got it, man. I mean, she was like living with him. Now he marries this chick. All of a sudden, she's not just married to Paul McCartney. She's married to every freaking photographer, every jackball with a pen and a pad to write it on. Every freak, every weirdo, every creep, everything just comes right, just oozing out of the woodwork. And she's standing there like, what in the hell have I bought into here anyway? I guess I'll take my half and go.
Tell you what, $377 million buys a pretty good peg leg.
What an insensitive punk.
Wait a minute, you mean... Ow!
$377 million buys a good peg leg, huh?
Well, she probably better get one.
Maybe she's got a good one, man. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And we are now awaiting the arrival of Heather Mills to become the new wife of Paul McCartney.
You're listening to a recording of the wedding of Paul McCartney and Heather Mills.
And yes, here comes the bride now. There she goes. Seems to be running.